T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, you hear that song, you know what it is. America's Heartthrob, Little Nate X, Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan joining us on the BetQL guest line. Nate Dogg, what the hell is going on?
Boys, I was told you had a new nickname for me, and I said, well, you guys gave me one last week, and now we're just, I guess, adding on, like just nickname after nickname. It's going to take 3 minutes to introduce me by this time next year.
I mean, the more the better. Tell us about your love life and your new dating series and everything going on, man. We're happy for you. We're proud of you. You know.
No, you don't have to be either of those for me. I guess you're referring to a video that we put out, speed nating. It's like speed dating, but I had people in my ear telling me what depraved things to say to these delightful young ladies, and the video is up, and it is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's something else. It's something.
You're going to have to explain
so
more for me. I've watched it, but you got to explain what the hell you're talking about to B. Mitch.
All right, B. So we brought in some young ladies into the office, and we did speed dating, but I had headphones on. I mean, she did as well, and so it looked like we were doing a podcast, but she didn't know, the ladies didn't know that coworkers were in my ears telling me what to say, and so it's just chaotic and disgusting and every adjective in between. It's a great watch.
Now, for you have texted me in the past, like if I post a picture of my family or something, and you're like, oh, I need to find true love, right? And I think somewhere in your crazy little brain you mean it. But this wasn't even an attempt at true love. This was just content. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. Except, like, I think there was little part of everybody was like, what if this actually works? But no, it did not work whatsoever. there was no love found, unfortunately.
It's like going to the silent parties where everybody have on the headset, in a sense, and they're listening to their own little music. You and does a young lady have on headphones, too?
Yeah, but that was just for continuity, so they didn't know that I had people in my ear telling me.
Well,
what to
suppose
say.
The person that you're nating has somebody talking to them too.
Well, hey, you got to watch the video to find out, B. Mitch. How about that?
All right, we have plugged.
I'm an expert
at dating,
man. I don't think I need your help. I'm joking.
I'd like to see this done with B. Mitch in your ear, Nate.
Nah, he don't want that.
No, I don't want that.
Might actually fall in love.
No, he's not.
Might actually poach some eggs. Anyway, let's get down to business, Nate Dogg. I'm down at the annual meeting in Orlando. Adam Peters spoke yesterday. Dan Quinn spoke today. You've seen the reports of various quarterback affiliations. I've talked to both of these men in the last 24 hours. I firmly don't believe they have their finalized draft board yet. They still have to go to 2 pro days this week.
Yep.
I do think they probably have a pretty good idea what direction they're leaning, but where do you land on that? You think it's a done deal? Like, what do you, are you going to live and die over every report over the next month until we get to Detroit on draft night?
I'd say I love this stuff. I love the rumors and the whispers and the leaks and the fake leaks and, you know, just the I don't even know what to call it, the game theory, the whatever you want to call it, the mind games and the leveling wars. I find it very fun to follow. you know, you hear the Patriots want JJ at three, so then you start hearing Washington wants JJ at three, and then you're trying to leverage the Pats to trade up, you know, one pick, and we still get who we want by swapping picks with them. I love this stuff. It puts my brain in a pretzel. I think it puts everybody's brain in a pretzel because we really have no idea which now of the three quarterbacks Washington wants. And this happens every year. You hear whispers of quarterbacks, you know, jumping way up into the draft. And sometimes, like Trubisky, they do end up going very high. And then if you remember, like, Malik Willis, at some point people were like, that could be the number one pick, and he's the worst quarterback to ever play quarterback. So I love it. I buy into all of it. It intrigues me a ton. You know, it's a good way to waste a month leading up to the draft is playing the guessing game of who's going to go where and what team likes which quarterback more. I live for it. And honestly, I have zero idea now which way they're leaning. If they know, they're doing a great job of hiding it. If they don't know, I sure hope they figure it out soon. I have no read on it whatsoever, though.
New era of lying season. That's all it is.
Oh, it's the best.
Because, I mean, listen, every time you start going one direction, you can bet your ass that they're going to come out with another thing going completely the opposite way. And I don't think the people that are putting out a lot of stuff talk to either one of those people, Adam or Dan.
Oh, of course not. No. It's all just hidden sources and whispers and this and that. And then there's always the chance that teams could trade up. We know the Broncos, maybe they're sniffing around. Maybe they want to trade up. So I find it fascinating. Then there's always Marvin Harrison Jr., who is just like a wild card in this entire thing. What if a team just falls in love with him and they want to jump up? I love it. I would like to stay at two and just take whoever they think is the best guy at two, but you never know. If the Pats come calling it, if we sell this JJ news and the Pats really want JJ and we pick up extra draft equity by moving down one slot and still getting our guy, let's do it. But again, I love the guessing games. I love all of it. It keeps me, I read more about these quarterbacks than ever around this time of the year. And I can't figure it out. I can't make heads or tails of who they want.
Do you really think that people, because of the reports that are out there, that the people inside a building really let that sway them?
They can definitely use it as leverage. I don't know if it sways them, but if you can get a GM to bite on a rumor and be like, yeah, that one's true, and lie to them, it's like playing a game of poker. You know, you're just hoping that your bluff gets through. You're hoping that people buy the bluff. And if they buy the bluff, you pick up a draft pick. And if they don't, you still get your guy at number two. So you're kind of winning regardless. You just have to hope that you can, you know, be that smooth talker and that great poker player and get someone to bite.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the BetQL guest line. Make sure if you are a single woman, you hit him up because he's got a dating show now.
How many women do you think listen to this show?
There's a lot of them.
Beamon says there's a lot of them.
When you have two good-looking men on the show, bro, hey, they're going to jump on that.
Boom.
That's a good point. Lanfield and JP, very good-looking dude.
Nate, I don't care if you give me any compliments because I'm not looking for yours, believe me, buddy.
All right, that's fair.
Well, you got a dating show because you can't Nate.
I should have just been in the NFL instead, okay? I get it.
It would have been a lot easier to find love, Nate, if you played the
NFL. I chose Blogger over NFL. I had two options. I chose Blogger. All right, hand up.
I want to talk Caps, but I want to do one more on the Skins. What do you think of the rise of J.J. McCarthy? I listened to Jim Harbaugh's availability the other day, and granted, you know, he's kind of hyping his guy, but I also heard enough from people when microphones weren't on that people are legit really impressed by the kid.
Yeah, he's I think it's cool. I don't know what to make of it either because, you know, Harbaugh's obviously going to have his guys back, and that carries a lot of water and a lot of weight, and it's like, to me at least, but it seems like his pro day was the best pro day that people have ever seen. It seems like people are loving everything about him. Like, just you're not reading one bad thing about anything pre-draft. And again, I buy all the hype. You know, I'll put anybody in the Hall of Fame after seeing one good throw. If you hit the goalpost from your knees, like throw it 80 yards, I put you in the Hall of Fame immediately. So, yeah, it's kind of like Will Levis last year. A lot of pre-draft hype. And then what's unfortunate is when this happens and the guy goes to the green room at the draft and he flips. That's always very sad. But, yeah, I'm buying the hype for JJ. We watched him at Michigan. You know, he played great. He can make throws. He looks poised. He looks accurate. He has arm strength. He has everything you want in a QB. It's just, yeah, it's been fun in a wild ride to watch basically three QBs battle it out for who QB2 is. And to reiterate, I have no idea who it is. Each QB is unique and different and talented, and I don't know who the actual guy is. And hopefully Adam Peters does, because we have a lot riding on who he takes after Caleb goes number one.
Yeah, and this is why the whole city was so excited to get Peters, right? Like, you got to ride with this, and they're not going to say anything. And if you – like, the betting markets changed significantly around McCarthy going two, right? But they changed from 18-1 to 5-1, and Jaden Daniels is still at, like, minus 150. Like, he's still the overwhelming favorite. So, like, you can get caught up in that movement, or you could just zoom out and from the – you know what I mean? And look at the bigger picture. The interesting part is, if a team does want to move up for JJ, you probably got to get it ahead of the Giants at six. So, like, four and five seem very movable. And then three and two, you wonder what the hell will happen. And then you've got this batch of QB needy teams. You've got Vikings at 11, Denver at 12, Vegas at 13. I talked to somebody from Vegas, and they were basically like, man, they love Jaden, but they don't think they can get him, and they don't want to move up for any of these other dudes. So I think watching what Vegas does will be really telling on the Jaden sweepstakes. Antonio Pierce was, like, effusive in his praise of Jaden, who he recruited to Arizona State, you know, whatever, years ago. All right. I want to make time for this because it's important, and they have a huge game coming up.
Huge.
The Caps. The Caps play the Red Wings tonight. It's basically the Caps and the Red Wings in a bare-knuckle drag-out for this last playoff spot. How encouraged have you been by Ovi, by the Caps? They're on a two-game heater hosting the Red Wings tonight in a serious, serious kind of playoff battle.
Not just a two-game heater. We'll have won seven out of the last 10 and just playing great hockey. Obviously, Ovi has come back to life. Slowest start of his career, and then now looks like this vintage prime Ovi, just can't miss, playing aggressive, scoring, everything that, you know, we love about him. And the team is just red hot. What's crazy is being sellers at the deadline, you know, all these young guys who have just filled in and played admirably and played great. And then the veterans like Carlson, Ovi, Oshie, congrats to, you know, 1,000 games for him. It's been a blast to watch. They're such a fun team. And huge game tonight against the Red Wings. You said they're battling for that last spot. We do have two games in hand on the Flyers in the Metro, who have 81 points to our 79. So that's something else to watch out for. Obviously, the Rangers and the Hurricanes are just running away with the division 20 points ahead of us. But, you know, there's a lot of games left. The Caps are the hottest team in the league. The Flyers are still the Flyers. And the Red Wings, I'm not completely sold on either. If the Caps just play their game as they've been playing, beating good teams like Winnipeg, you know, getting red hot with a hot goalie going into the playoffs, anything can happen, especially when you have Ovi, who's done it before, been there before, and looks healthier than he's looked all season right now. It's really shaping up to be something fun. You know, still a lot of games to play, 12 games left, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I love seeing, you know, Coach Carbs just getting the guys fired up every single night, and they're playing great hockey, like mistake-free, just great, fun hockey.
Not to look too far ahead, the Caps' last game of the year is April 16th against the Flyers.
Yep.
And, I mean, that could be pretty damn juicy. I mean, we're down the final stretch here. They only have, what, 11 or 12 left? And they have a pretty even split home road. It seems like Philly's going on the road more. And I think Detroit has a pretty tough stretch coming up.
Yeah, we do have a tough remaining schedule, though. You know, in Toronto, two against the Bruins. We have the Hurricanes, Toronto, Tampa, you know, it's not the easiest remaining schedule.
Yeah,
but
sure.
This team can play with anybody. I think that's what they've proven, is this team can compete. They're not intimidated by better opponents. We're scoring, which is great. You know, that 7-6 win over the Hurricanes, 5-2 win over the
Flames.
Sometimes
I think they show up more for better opponents. I mean, that the loss to Phoenix, whenever that was a couple weeks ago, was so awful. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that team stinks. And yeah, Beamish gets mad when I say that, because whenever I say
it. I get mad every time you say it, because every time you say it, something happens.
That's true.
Yeah, but then they immediately bounce back and blank the Penguins in Pittsburgh. By the way, I am here for the downfall of the Pittsburgh Penguins. It is so fun to watch. That team is just falling apart. Malkin is completely done. He looks terrible. Crosby's still Crosby, you know, still a good player. But, oh, boy, the Penguins falling apart is just music to my ears. Meanwhile, we're making this great playoff push. I could not be happier.
Does it give you hope for the future, though, Nate, when you look at the fact the Caps have a lot of young guys, like you stated earlier, playing, and they're starting to have that level of success?
Oh, 100%. We thought anytime that you think you're about to rebuild and be, you know, a lottery pick and the team is just performing and, you know, at a high caliber while being sellers at the deadline and picking up more draft picks and getting these young guys in the lineup who are succeeding and scoring and, you know, just playing their roles perfectly. Plus, you know, a young guy like Connor McMichael, who he's still only 22 years old, and we've been waiting for his development to kind of get to where it is now. He's finishing plays, he's making the passes, he's scoring the goals. Having a guy like him reaching his potential is just huge. You know, you never know with these young hockey players what you got with them unless you get a phenom, you know, like a Ovi. But seeing these young guys just reach their potential or, you know, show signs that they're going to be guys in the league at such young ages, it really gives you not just hope for the future, but encouragement that this team's not going to have to do a complete, you know, rebuild, win 13 games, get the number one pick type of thing. Rebuilding on the fly while you have 21-year-olds impacting the lineup is so good to watch.
If they can catch the Flyers and get up to third in the Metro, how much does that change? Like, do they get a home series in the first round? Or would they, you know what I mean? Like, or does that?
Yeah, I think
just,
what's that based on points? I think that's TBD, but that would be something, brother. I would, I'll be there no matter what. If we got that home ice in the first round, I will be there. I'll be in that suite.
Well, I mean, they'll get home games regardless, right?
Right, but home ice is what we want.
Yeah, I feel like I might be wrong on that, but because I just don't see how they could bump them ahead of, like, the Maple Leafs.
Beamish, you want to come? Because JP leaves after the first period. So
yeah, I'm with you. You know,
that
I
is
know,
not
he,
accurate.
He likes leaving early, man. I don't know what's his problem
not
with that.
Not accurate. If I come to
JP leaves so early, hits the incoming traffic still getting to the game. He doesn't beat the traffic. He hits the traffic coming the opposite way.
Listen, we can all go to a Caps playoff game, and I will stay till the very end. I want to be clear about that. Playoff games, now if they could. I'm not even going to create my caveat. Yes, I will freaking stay. It's a playoff game.
Even if it's a regular game, stay sometimes, Jay.
Lock it in. Okay. All right, Nate. Good luck with the –
I don't believe you, but it's locked in.
Good luck with the dating. I hope you find love.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Take care, buddy.
That's our boy, Eric Nathan, Little Nate X, American Heartthrob, Barcel Nate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B, I want to ask you something. The NFL just announced that they're playing on Christmas Day again.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that should really be news, but the surprise is that Christmas Day is a Wednesday, and they're going to play on Christmas Day.
Hey, man. The NFL said they want every day, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And they have my support, frankly.
I mean, I remember, if everyone's going to be home, why not have the one thing that people watch the most on TV?
Dude, totally. I remember as a kid, like, I almost want to get my sister on the radio to verify this. I remember as a kid, probably from, like, 8 years old to 25 years old, being at like my house for Christmas with my family and complaining to my sister that there should be football on because we're all just at home. Like, this makes way too much sense. And it probably sucks for the NBA, but oh well.
Hey, like, they had it for a long time. They should have did better with it.
Yeah.
All I say about that.
Now, I will add, Brian, I wouldn't mind if Washington isn't playing on Christmas.
Well, JP, you can't have everything you want. You got to deal with something.
Yeah, right.
They're probably going to be playing, bro.
Well, I think we're all so used to them playing in and around the holidays. And I mean, Thanksgiving, damn near every other year. Christmas has happened. New Year's. Like, I mean, just this past year. Here's Adam Peters. You want to join us live on the radio, sir? He's busy. He's busy. You want me to tell him that you liked how he's handling the quarterback stuff?
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you and I have gotten so, I mean, hell, you probably played in it too, but I've gotten so accustomed to it that, like, if it is playing on Christmas for Washington, that means we won't, I mean, I don't know how you schedule a Wednesday game, though.
The same way they scheduled them when COVID was going on. We're going to have a game on this day. The people that's going to come out of the woodworks to begin marketing for it, they're going to make the price at about $1.75 million per commercial. It'll be good.
No, I'm saying not how you scheduled that. Like, the TV people, it's a dream. I'm saying, like, you got to try to have that team play the Thursday before, I guess. Like, you can't have somebody play Sunday and then Wednesday and then Sunday.
The Thursday before I'll come off a bye.
Yeah, but that late in the year. So, Christmas comes, I mean, generally like week 16, dude.
Hey,
week 15.
Roger Goodell is paid $50-something million. Let him handle that. Don't worry about that. That's too rich for your thinking. Let them do that.
Did you see the tweet that dude sent me where, by my math, Tuesday to Tuesday was 10 days?
I put LOL because I know it's the truth.
Landini, what do you think about Christmas football? Santa Claus bring it for you?
I like Christmas football, but I'm likewise concerned over the whole Wednesday thing. They need to get that together.
They'll figure it out. I mean, they'll come up with that. You think they're not going to make nobody play Sunday and then Wednesday? They're going to either play that Thursday the week before or that team is not going to be playing. They'd be coming off a bye.
They could theoretically play Saturday, too.
Yeah, Saturday to Sunday.
Yeah, because they do have the Saturday games by that portion of the calendar.
But those people that are making all that money up in Park Avenue, they paid to do that. Let them handle it.
It's their job to figure it out. I, as a consumer, as a straight-up consumer, I think as a consumer of football, as a football dork that loves this stuff, I think I love the Christmas Day game. Now, inevitably, some team's going to get screwed by having a play on a Wednesday on the road, and then, like, you're not going to make that perfect. That's just the way of the world.
Hey, man, life.
Right, but I'm saying as a consumer, for me, I love the Christmas Day game. I really like the kickoff rule. I like that the replay official can correct egregiously wrong calls. I do fear that could slow things down a little bit.
Ask you a question. How many times do you think it's going to happen, though?
Not a ton.
Okay.
You know, it's like cops don't turn in other cops. Refs don't turn in other refs. I'm just going through all – like, I like moving the trade deadline back a little bit. The only misstep to me is the swivel hip drop. But I talking with people last night, I really think – they are going to make every effort to not call that on the field and let that be officiated during the week via fines, which sucks for players, but I think it's a more effective way than doing it in games. By and large, B, I think they've made really good decisions this week. Do you?
Yeah. The hip drop thing is just one I don't like. I hate when they make rule changes, but they leave uncertainty there. All that does is messes up everything.
Right. It's like kind of a rule change, but without any like kind of strict language to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you say the swivel hip drop is illegal, but the hip drop isn't. How many people really know a difference? You know what I mean? That's what it comes to. And then you're going to have a ref who is going to see a guy grab somebody around the waist and immediately throw that flag. And the guy may not swivel or throw his weight up or whatever. He may just grab him by the waist and throw him down. Don't land on his leg, but his flag going to be thrown. And then you think that guy is going to push that button and correct that? No.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now they've changed a bunch of stuff. We're kind of just highlighting the high level stuff.
Some of the stuff we won't even see. It won't make a difference, but they do it anyway.
I agree. Landfill, you like the moves? You like the kickoff, Christmas, later trade deadline, all of it?
I like the kickoff. I think that is will make the game more entertaining because the entire kickoff thing was just stupid. It was just a guy kicking the ball out of the back of the end zone. That was dumb, so I'm glad that they've changed that up. The later trade deadline, I guess that could possibly lead to more trades because teams will have a better idea if they are done or maybe they could make a move to improve. So I guess that's a positive. I think the swivel hip drop is just it's just going to add confusion and chaos, and I don't like it. I don't like the increase in challenges because challenges slow the game down and they're excruciating as a viewer to experience. And I'm also not a big fan of the review the play clock.
Really? I like that one.
Yeah.
Because, dude, it is so arbitrary how that is officiated. It happens all the time.
But that's the question, though, man. They say what was the word they mentioned earlier? If his
egregious.
Another word, like, if it's what they said it was, you shouldn't have to review it.
Right.
It just, yeah. I don't get that one. You have one job. Watch the play clock. And you go, you don't see that it's on zero, and then they go two ticks afterwards, and you don't throw a flag.
Here, I got you, B. by Competition Committee amends Rule 15, Section 3, Article 9 to allow a replay review when there is clear and obvious visual evidence that the game clock expired before any snap.
If it's clear and obvious, we should not
flag it.
It should be flagged that we shouldn't have to review a damn thing. So in other words, they're doing now what, instead of making that referee do his job, we're changing rules now to make the game longer.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Breaking news coming down on the Fan before we do it. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win a four-pack of tickets to the Washington Wizards Friday, April 5th against Portland. It is Sneaker Night presented by Hennessy. And throughout the night, the team will be celebrating sneaker culture in the DMV. Make sure to stop by District D and Gallery Place before the game for a free Sneaker Night block party. Don't forget to stick around after the game for the final concert in this year's Friday Night Concert Series presented by Sprite, featuring 2 Chainz. The concert is free to attend with the purchase of a game ticket. I'd actually like to go to that. I'm going to be out of town. It sounds fun. All right, B, I said I have breaking news. This is news to me, okay?
Okay.
Per Dexerto on Twitter, McDonald's will start selling Krispy Kreme donuts in 2026.
Will a red light be on?
I don't know. I don't have that information. Of all my breaking news updates, I think you must like that one.
Nah, 2026 is forever from now. I couldn't care any less.
It is far away. It is far away. If Jeff's available, I'd love to hear from him. Just hear his voice. Cheer me up.
What's up, JP?
How you doing, pal?
I'm great, man.
What do you think of all the NFL rule changes?
Yeah, before Lanfield didn't turn my mic up, I was saying I was agreeing with them on the first two. However, I believe teams should be awarded a third challenge because you never know what can happen in a game. And that third challenge will definitely come in handy because what's the point of losing one? What's the point of not gaining one if you're, you know, successful on both? Other than that, I agree with Lanfield. The new kick rule is going to be exciting. We watched that live in the Defenders game, so I can only imagine how it's going to go on the top level of football. And, you know, free agency, being longer, give the teams a little bit more time to work. I'm cool with it. I like
Jeffrey,
how the league is progressing.
What do you think of Peters, how he's handling everything and kind of the quarterback intrigue that will only build over the next month with the number 2 overall pick?
I actually like it. I think the news that came out, you know how all this J.J. McCarthy stuff is? I think that's all just fluff and someone's just trying to get a story out about our team because, you know, we are the newest owner. We have the newest ownership group. I'm loving how he's handling it, bro. I'm
so
not mad at him.
You're calling J.J. McCarthy a fluffer, Jeff? Is that accurate?
No, what I'm saying is it's fluff because nobody knows what we're going to do. It's so much talk everywhere. It's just so many rumors. I like how he's handling it because you cannot really put a finger on what he's actually doing.
Fair enough. Well said, Jeffrey. Speaking of talk everywhere, we're going to Nats baseball next. They got the Futures game at Nats Park. You will hear it here live. We're back tomorrow, 10 a.m. I got an interview with Dan Quinn. You will hear that tomorrow. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Enjoy some Nats baseball next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.